I can remember being fascinated by my mum's things, her shoes, her makeup. She had one of those amazing 70s kits of incredibly coloured eyeshadow. For Alexandra Goode, it was her mum's jewellery. Here's her story for Life in 500 Words.
I imagine my daughters, young and curious, sifting through my precious objects, the detritus of a lived life, the way I used to rifle through my own mother's things, her possessions, to me then, a natural extension of her person, and therefore mine. Besides the shelves of books, the jumble of hard and soft covers, with pages worn smooth as suede, filled with the truths only fiction can tell, it was my mother's jewelry collection that told my favorite stories. Each piece a small, coruscating portal into a wide, wild world of before. Pestering my mother while she dressed for an evening out, I'd demand the origin tale for every bauble and stone. The summer of love, Woodstock, the Bowery in the 70s, turn of the century Russia, the Italian coast, Greece, Ireland, Oaxaca, the Freedom March, springtime in Paris, my father. My mother kept her jewelry in a collection of small boxes and bowls, containers for multitudes. The grandest, in my opinion, was made of stained glass with a diamond-shaped opalescent chunk set in the middle of the lid, like the central jewel in Pandora's box. Before opening, I'd run my hand across its surface, enjoying the contrast of cool, dimpled glass and the smooth metal piping that was its skeletal structure. Inside, a sparkling trove, a jade pendant hanging from woven gold, beads from Mexico, carved jet earrings, beaten silver hoops, light as feathers, hung with little hollow balls that trilled like Christmas if you shook them, chunky rings, a ruby, bangle bracelets with turquoise inlay, and most coveted of all, my mother's exquisite wedding band. To my sister and me, the wedding band was the ultimate treasure. My father wore no band, a fact we accepted without the least curiosity. My mother wore hers only rarely, when, she'd say, it goes with the outfit. Flat and wide, the golden circlet came to a peak at its center, like the crown of a Russian princess. Needing no stones for adornment, its surface was decorated with intricate filigree work, a cross between a Fabergé egg and the kind of castle children build at the ocean's edge, made from equal parts sand and sea, drizzled with Gaudi spires. Perching the band atop the nylon blonde tresses of my Barbie doll, I'd transform her into snub-nosed, doe-eyed royalty. Or wearing the ring on my index finger, I'd place my fingertips oh so casually against my chin, like a movie star. Even to my childish eyes, it was obvious. I have my mother's hands, and she has her mother's before her, deft, with elegant, delicate fingers. When I was a teenager and hated everything about myself, I never hated my hands. I know now the real reason my mother rarely wore her ring is the filigree made it impossible to resize, and her knuckles swelled permanently after having two daughters. I have no daughters, no children. No prying fingers disturb my things. No curious minds wonder about the magical, shifting sands of my life before they arrive to settle me into solid reality. My whole life is the life before. I do have my own ring now. It's beautiful and precious to me, but it carries no stories beyond my own, and it has no other readers. Still, I imagine.
Alexandra Goode. That story was produced by Michelle Weeks with sound engineering from Carey Dell.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.